You are hearing FintyDo podcast. Understanding different types of invoices in Saudi Arabia. The Zakat, Tax, and Customs Authority ZATCA has outlined various types of invoices that businesses in Saudi Arabia must issue depending on the nature of the transaction. For B2C transactions, the VAT invoice can be a simplified invoice rather than a full-fledged standard invoice. In this article, we have explored the applicability of e-invoicing and the different types of e-invoices. Applicability. It is important to understand the transactions for which an e-invoice is required. These transactions include all outward supplies, whether subject to the standard VAT rate or the zero VAT rate, if the taxable value exceeds SAR 1000, export transactions, intra-GCC supplies, and advance payments. However, certain transactions do not require the issue of e-invoices. These include exempted supplies or advance payments relating to exempted supplies, supplies covered under the reverse charge mechanism and the import of goods. Standard electronic invoices. A standard electronic invoice is the most common kind of invoice and is generally issued in all transactions. It contains all details of the transaction and enables to the buyers to claim the input VAT credit. Standard invoices are commonly issued in B2B and B2G transactions. Simplified electronic invoices. As the name suggests, a simplified electronic invoice has just the minimum transaction details. It is generally used in B2C transactions where the buyer does not claim the input VAT credit and is issued at the point of sale and shared directly with the customer. However, in case of exports or intra-GCC transaction, a standard tax invoice is required. A simplified invoice must contain the minimum transaction details like date, name, address and VAT number of the supplier company, description of the goods services supplied, their value and the VAT payable on such supplies. Credit and debit notes. Credit and debit notes play a crucial role in correcting or modifying the amounts on previously issued invoices, particularly when adjustments are needed due to returns, discounts, or other discrepancies. These notes should always link back to the original invoice and must be issued in the same format as the original. For example, a credit note tied to a standard electronic invoice must also be in standard electronic form. This approach ensures consistency in documentation, aiding in accurate record keeping and regulatory compliance. Summary invoices. A summary invoice is utilized when a supplier delivers multiple goods or services to the same customer within a set period, like a month. Instead of issuing individual invoices for each supply, the supplier can consolidate these transactions into a single summary invoice. This approach is particularly useful for businesses with regular invoicing schedules, streamlining the process while maintaining adherence to VAT regulations. Special billing arrangements. Special billing arrangements encompass self-billing and third-party billing methods. In self-billing, the buyer generates the invoice on behalf of the supplier, provided it aligns with regulatory standards and receives approval from the tax authority. This method is commonly used when the buyer has greater control over transaction details. Conversely, third-party billing involves an external entity, such as an accounting firm, preparing invoices on the seller's behalf. Both arrangements necessitate that invoices are issued electronically, in compliance with e-invoicing regulations. Conclusion. Understanding the different types of invoices is crucial for businesses and their accounting officers for compliance with the VAT regulations and ensure smooth transactions. Whether dealing with B2B, B2G, or B2C transactions, knowing when and how to issue the appropriate invoice type helps in maintaining accurate records, fulfilling tax obligations, and enhancing overall business efficiency. Stay tuned for more FintyDo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.